This is JIS News. Coming up, special intervention for students who scored low on GSAT. Finance Minister says sustained economic growth is ultimate objective of economic reform program and open data offers prospects for wealth creation. The details after the break.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include The Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and The Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Now the news. Students who scored 50% or less in mathematics or language arts in this year's Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, are to be enrolled in a special program to help prepare them for the high school curriculum. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this move is part of efforts to ensure that all children leaving primary school are equipped to begin learning the Grade 7 curriculum at the secondary level.
And I have asked the officials of the ministry, in the light of these results, to ensure that over the summer and also in September, all students who have got less than 50% or less in their mathematics or literacy outcomes from GSAT be brought in for a special program which will place them in a much better position to benefit from high school education.
The minister adds that going forward, the GSAT results will be analyzed to determine the areas which caused students the most difficulties and appropriate interventions put in place for students entering grade 5 to better prepare them to sit the exam. He was speaking at a press conference at the Minister of Education on Wednesday. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says sustained economic growth continues to be the ultimate objective of Jamaica's economic reform program. Dr. Phillips says this is the only way the country will be able to provide jobs and improve the quality of life for Jamaicans.
I cannot repeat often enough that economic growth takes place when we are able to sell goods and services to people in global markets at competitive prices. While we are not where we want to be as yet, the economy is returning to growth. In traversing the length and breadth of Jamaica, there is evidence of increased productive activity to be seen in small, medium, and large businesses.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in a national broadcast on the progress of the country's economic reform program and the status of the economy on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the finance minister has reiterated that although the economy was affected by drought last year, positive growth was recorded. Among other things, he points to the expansion of the business process outsourcing BPO sector, which provides employment for thousands of Jamaicans. Government is seeking to create a framework for open data development to boost job creation and entrepreneurship in Jamaica. Open data refers to content that can be freely used, reused, and distributed without restriction from copyright, patent, or other legal, technological, or social constraints. Junior Science, Technology, Energy, and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says open data is a tremendous resource that offers prospects for wealth creation. Minister Robinson says government data in particular can be accessed and utilized by technology innovators and entrepreneurs to develop applications for various sectors.
There's a lot of information that various different government ministries and departments have that they can place on OpenStreetMap, which is non-proprietary and which would be available to the public free of cost, and which can also be used for developers and others who might be interested in building applications out of it.
Minister Robinson was speaking with JIS News following a workshop on open map and open data at the University of the West Indies, Mona, on Monday. And at least one entrepreneur has commended the government for improving the business environment and supporting the small business sector.
I'm actually very impressed with how the Jamaican government, in terms of Things Jamaica, JAMPRO, Jamaica Manufacturers Association, how they have really rallied around small and medium enterprise companies like myself and tried to find grants for us, tried to find inroads into markets all over the world for us. And that's very good for us.
Antoinette Palmer-Davis, Chief Executive Officer of Etenio. Mrs. Palmer-Davis was speaking in an interview with JIS News at the Jamaica Diaspora Conference. Among other things, government has made it easier for persons to register businesses and access capital financing. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.